So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knitter ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Lebara ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 Gigabyte für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd. Lebara, deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. We'll have that coming up right after this.
River. Davenport.
Corn, 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 corn. What's that smell? Corn, 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 Iowa City. Corn, 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 look a tree. Corn, 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 Des Moines. Corn, 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 there's that smell again. Corn, 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 Council Bluffs, Missouri River.
Bravo.
Interstate 80.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Yeah, look up on the screen. There is the lovely Allie Breen.
Oh,
wait
boy.
A second. We are not at home. It looks like Allie.
We are not at home. This is real sexy time. I'm in bed.
Oh. Yeah. I see a balcony. Where are you?
Florida? No, I'm actually in L.A. I have a voiceover job until Friday.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Can you say what it's for?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cartoon pilot. I don't think it has a name yet. So I'm playing a little boy.
That's awesome.
Well, for some, that may be our first letter in sexy time.
Nancy Cartwright has made tens of millions of dollars.
She sure has.
Absolutely
amazing. Yeah,
what's your little boy voice?
Okay, nice job. This is pretty much it. I go a little lower, but that's it, and slower.
Really?
But yeah, really? So apparently I have a little boy voice. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, I don't hear that. Do you?
Me either. Maybe it's because we know what she looks like. Close your eyes. Talk slower.
Okay. The show is, of course, called Sexy Time. And
yes.
Allie is a stand-up comedian and voiceover artist, apparently. And it looks like it looks really nice.
Hoping
there.
To be.
Looks nice.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
It's nice. It's very early, but it's nice.
Okay. Well, let's get to our letters. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend loves to watch me use toys in the bedroom. Recently, while he was watching, he opened his own drawer, took out his own toy, a fleshlight, and started using that in front of me and asked if I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ruin the mood, so I said I did, but really I did not. Why are we both using toys in front of each other instead of just interacting?
Oh, God.
Do girls actually like watching their guys use a toy? I don't know if I'm being a prude or if this is normal. What should I do?
It doesn't matter if you're a prude or if it's normal. You didn't care for it. You can just tell him now when you're not in the throes to say, I didn't really care for that.
Probably shouldn't have lied to him in the first place.
Yeah.
So once again, Josh's solution to everything is open communication.
Yeah.
Which, as we
crazy.
All know, who've
never
been
works.
In relationships, it never works. I don't know what he's thinking.
You guys, nobody in this room, probably besides me, has open communication with anybody.
Now, wait a minute.
And that's because you live alone. when you talk to the mirror goes, you're right, Josh. Thank you for telling
me. I often agree with myself.
Thank you for telling me that. And would you please squeegee me off? Okay.
I've never come across this situation, so to speak.
Now, the fleshlight, I can't really go into too many details, but it's my understanding the fleshlight is a device that would be sort of recreating the innards
in private, usually
innards.
In front of
that.
Wow, well explained, Tom. Good job.
I have a technical question. Does the fleshlight an electronic device, or is it merely sort of a sleeve? Is there some?
There's probably more than one version. I bet there's one that vibrates.
Dr. Sadie, I almost said Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Allison?
She asks you to the dance.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Sadie Allison has brought in some that are sort of electric, but I think the traditional fleshlight is manual.
Mm-hmm. So they don't heat up?
Some, but not the traditional fleshlight. I don't believe. I mean, who knows? They may have 10 models.
I mean, it would heat up on its own, I would think.
Friction and whatnot.
Like starting a fire in the Boy Scouts back in the day.
I've never tried a fleshlight, but I know a couple guys who swear by them.
Really?
Yes.
Do you put them in your hand luggage so they don't get lost?
No, if you're flying with it, you have to get a special one that's see-through. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, show the TSA.
You can see the innards.
Do you put it in the dishwasher to wash it? How do you wash
it? I don't know how they're washed.
Wow, they get a little gamey.
Maybe with one of those like pipe cleaner things, like a water bottle.
Oh, yeah, like a baby bottle. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't have an answer for this. It's a little...
Tell them you don't like it. You won't have to put up with it anymore.
Okay, let's get to our next letter. Yeah, Allie Breen is our guest.
I would make that a public service announcement for most guys. I don't know that any girl really is into that. I know guys like to watch. I don't know if girls would be. I don't know. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. Oh, Jess?
Yeah.
Was that you almost weighing in?
No, I almost weighed in.
Oh, that was you, Christy. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know that I would be repulsed, if that's the word. Whatever.
I know plenty of women who like watching their man...
Do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Without any toys.
Yes.
Right. Because you can
that's
see
where
it.
I was going.
Wait, it's because you can see it when it's not in the fleshlight? I assume the fleshlight... Here's the play-by-play in the fleshlight. There it is. Nope. There it is. Right?
Pretty much.
I'm assuming. I don't know. I've never had a fleshlight. I do.
I'll get you one.
That's okay.
I think everyone should get Tom one.
Now, you know, here in the States, we call a flashlight a flashlight, but in Canada, they call it a torch.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So what's your point?
Well, my point is that with the
flashlight
over there,
I called a torch. I saw my man put it in a torch. Wow. It could be confusing.
I'll change that
song.
Didn't
get much for torch. That's all right.
No,
flesh torch. Okay. What else have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my sister started an OnlyFans after losing her job over the pandemic, and it's going pretty well. I just found out my boyfriend subscribed to it.
Oh.
He says it was to be supportive, and he's never actually used it, but I'm super creeped out. Do you think he's actually being supportive, or you think he actually wants to see her pictures?
Both.
Very creepy.
He definitely wants to see the picture, because just to support her, he could go, here's
$20. Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't have to do the OnlyFans.
Yeah, get her a Subway gift card.
Yeah, here's a gift certificate to Starbucks.
Right.
Nice jugs.
Yeah. If you're uncomfortable with him on it, ask him to unsubscribe or have her block him. But hopefully he'll unsubscribe on his own.
Yeah.
Or at least he'll say he'll unsubscribe.
Right. Well, can she see who's subscribing? Could her sister tell her?
If he's actually using his name and picture.
She's probably not going to rat him out
either. Well, if she sends him a fleshlight and says, sign this.
It's a big clue.
Oh, that's so weird.
Man, that's
but good for her for making some money.
That is.
I've never been on OnlyFans. Explain to me exactly. Is it strictly porno?
No. I mean, there are comedians on there. And there are...
Yeah.
And what do they do?
The comedians just push their podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, new content. And things.
Yeah, yeah. But it is mainly porn, and the women can do whatever they want.
And a lot of bikini shots. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, even most of the comedians who are on there they're putting up sexy photos, I think.
Oh, they are?
I mean, really? Yeah. I mean, the one or two I know in New York are doing that for sure.
Have you considered it? No, you know what I mean?
The only time... Well, yeah, I never did until that girl, Bad Baby. She made like $50 million or something.
Yeah, it's crazy how much money you can make.
The Catch Me Outside girl. Yep.
That's the one. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I bet Louis C.K. doesn't, huh?
You know, he could steer into it.
He should.
Yeah, he could steer into it and just be
He should, just to be funny. That would be crazy.
With the comedians I know that are on it, you'll see a lot of lewds, not nudes, being like, hey, it's kind of sexy, but we're not showing any areola, we're not showing any downstairs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No downstairs.
Just a little extra money.
Here's my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
There's freckles.
Enjoy.
Are there guy comedians on it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I was just for
really?
Women.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mark Normand and Joe List are on there. And
I like Mark Normand. He's
Joe List is brilliant.
What is he doing, though?
It's mostly their podcast, pushing that.
Okay. All right.
Tom, you can be on OnlyFans. We'll set you up a page.
That's okay. I'm, busy.
You do pretty well, I think.
That's the beauty of it. We just take pictures of you and post them.
Is there one for pervs that are into fish called Only Fins?
Those who were they were disappointed with plenty of fish when they found out it was people.
They tried Fender, but that was not
I bet fun. There's some mermaids on there. Only I bet there are mermaids. I mean, any fetish you want is on there. Mm. It's good. The women control all the content. They only put out what they're comfortable with.
And do you subscribe on a monthly basis?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some are free.
How do you find people? Do you scroll through and it has like the you know, thumbnail pictures of people?
You can search by name and then you get suggestions as well.
Mm-hmm. And you can also just go to Google and then type in girls on OnlyFans with whatever your fetish is. And then there's some sort of like on Reddit or whatever, folks are talking about it.
Oh,
so we could Google women on that are dressed as mermaids on OnlyFans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a forum up there. And the
then you have to pay to see them.
Yeah. And they name their own price. So some women would be $20 a month. Some would be free. But then they would send you videos that you would have to pay to unlock. Some do both.
And they would describe if they're mermaids from the bottom up or the top down.
Yes. Yeah, well, or yeah.
Because that'd be kind of disappointing, really, I guess.
Well, here's old catfish Tom. Nancy.
Mostly legs.
No legs.
He's saying, what if you get the reverse?
There's no such thing as the reverse.
There's no reverse mermaid.
That's not a mermaid.
It's a reverse cowgirl. You're
check out reversemermaid.com.
Reverse mermaid.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Our guest is Allie Breen. She's in Los Angeles, California, doing some voiceover work. That sounds great, Allie. Allie is a stand-up comedian, and she's also the host of this program, which we call Sexy Time. What else have you got, Allie?
That's right. Dear Allie, I went on a first date with a girl to an Italian restaurant and a movie. We couldn't finish our meals, and I didn't want to wrap up mine, so she wrapped up both of ours to take home.
Yeah.
Then, during the movie, she actually took out her meal and started eating stuff from it with her hands.
Yeah, she did.
Otherwise, she was actually pretty cool, but I really can't get over this. What should I do?
Yeah, then you know what? Do her a favor and don't see her again.
Yeah. She's the coolest.
Yeah, I know.
Are you serious?
She's eating Alfredo with her fingers, Christy.
No.
Oh, I need a meatball.
I like that she was that comfortable. She was just being herself.
And she's sneaking in food to the movie theater. Yeah. One of my favorite things.
Wait a minute.
To do.
What is she? Homeless? No. No.
That's what it sounds
good
like.
For her.
You've never taken some fudge brownie M&Ms and you hide them in the cargo shorts.
No.
You get in there. Oh.
Yeah, but no, but not not
lasagna.
Yeah.
Did she offer any to him, or was it just like she was hogging it? You know.
Do you want any popcorn? No. I've got this tour of Italy. I'm gonna go ahead and polish off.
Because he's got the Leaning Tower of Pisa in the bottom of the popcorn bucket. That's weird.
That
but I guess
weird.
On the one hand, she's kind of being herself.
Yeah.
Having fun. I don't know.
Unconventional for sure. But since you hated it so much, leave her alone. She'll find somebody who likes it.
Yeah, I'll do chicken wings on the first date as a good test. Because like, if you're not going to like me when I'm covered in sauce, you're probably not going to like me at all. Mm-hmm. So I think
good
this
point.
Girl's doing a similar thing. She's letting her weird flag fly.
Yeah, but what kind of Italian restaurant do you go to where you don't finish the food?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. They give you so much.
Buca di Beppo, those servings are pretty big.
Go for it. Come on. Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah. Ali Breen is our guest. Once again, the show is Sexy Time here in the Bob and Tom program. Give me more. What do you got?
Dear Ali, I finally got into a happy relationship after having a horrible breakup 2 years ago.
Oh.
I just started posting pictures of me with my new girlfriend, and suddenly my ex started messaging me again.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if the timing is coincidental, but it actually feels good to be back in touch. I can't tell my girlfriend that we're talking again, but I kind of want to see where this goes. Is it that big of a deal to not tell her if we're only in the texting phase?
Coming from the lips of an angel. You still love her.
You are in dangerous territory, my friend.
She just wants to keep you for herself, so you still like oogle over her, and this is awkward. She doesn't like
you. Yeah.
She's like, just,
even if she hooks up with you, she's not going to be your girlfriend. Yeah,
no, she treated you bad the first time. She's going to treat you bad the second time. She's only jealous because you got somebody else.
Blocker.
Yeah. Ow.
In this case, I said it's the best way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She just wants to prove that's that what she the can block still is.
But you know what? Yeah. He doesn't want that. He wants to get back together. We're talking to somebody who's already made up their mind.
No, so you're saying he should get back together, then he should dump her so he's got a nice clean
break. There you go.
No, well, I wouldn't go Allsman on it.
Dump her and then shoot out her porch light. That's what I do.
Now, is that shooting out one's porch light, is that like a Cleveland steamer?
No, it's just...
Oh, you didn't mean it euphemistically.
The Chicago sunroof?
No, it's actually physically shooting out her porch light.
Oh, okay. Guys, because you've got all these things.
From across the street. And then peeling out.
You know the Chicago sunroof, don't you, Christy?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you off the air.
That's where you take a crap through the sunroof.
Oh,
it lands, hopefully, in the driver's seat.
Oh.
But you'll take anything. Gear shift.
Can never be too sure.
Tell the guy that she's just trying to still control him and that she's a bad person and he's probably screwing up a good thing to just block her.
Yeah, she needs her ego stroked.
Yep, exactly.
Now, Allie, I'm really intrigued by this, that you're doing this voiceover thing and you're portraying a little boy. Did you have to audition? Did you have to read a bunch of stuff to get this?
Yeah, I mean, I just had to send in tapes reading some stuff.
Okay.
Exactly. So, and I read for a few different parts, but that's what they landed on.
Have you seen the drawing?
No, not yet.
So you have no idea what the character's sketch is. That's cool. Yeah.
Man, yeah. I'd love to do this. You're so
I know.
Lucky.
This,
oh
this is
one of my dreams, too.
And as Josh pointed out, does everyone know that Bart Simpson is not?
I don't think we're giving anything away by saying,
everybody knows Nancy Cartwright.
And Bobby Hill was Pamela Adlin.
Yeah.
And,
I think most cartoon children
are
girls.
Bob's Burgers are the that's guys doing girls' voices.
Women,
Pamela
Adlin. That's okay now where they're not getting, you know.
I bet some people have trouble with it.
Let me ask you something.
More so that guys would be doing girl voices as opposed to women doing men's voices.
Why are you looking for trouble? You're just looking for trouble.
I'm just, tired of being,
You're right. The pot is what
trying to kick some stuff up.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay, we got time for one more letter, Allie. What do you got?
Dear Allie, I am 41 years old, divorced, and met a guy on a dating site who actually seemed pretty great. We met in person at a restaurant, got along well, and then when we ordered dessert, his wife showed up.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
He didn't make you give her half the dessert. Did he?
So,
yeah.
When he ordered dessert, did he say, "I'll have a piece of my ex-wife?"
It's his current wife.
Is he still
his
married?
His current wife.
Oh. I want some cake, but I don't want a whole piece, just a side piece. Please and thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Boy. So,
I want to hear what else happens.
It was insane. I didn't know what was happening. And then they explained they wanted me to be part of a thruple with them.
Uh-huh.
I left in shock. But seriously, now as I've kept dating, the rest of the dating pool is pretty bad. Am I going to seriously need to make huge concessions like this as an older woman on the market to get a good man?
You don't have to make concessions like that.
This is a dishonest way to get you involved.
It is.
Sure there are plenty of ways to find somebody on a site.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of women who are interested.
But you're right, Tom. To trap her into this situation is a little weird.
You passed the test.
Maybe that's part of their fantasy, though.
It could be.
Oh, yeah. I bet that is. Uh-huh. I bet you're right. They wanted to surprise her. That was part of it.
You know what? I say, write it off as a flattering thing. And, go find a guy that you...
This would be a great scene in a movie, though.
It sure would.
It has to have worked before.
Have the wife come up and start picking stuff off of her plate and eating it.
Because from what I understand...
What?
Yes! From what I understand, a thruple is more than just a three-way. They want her to be in a relationship.
It's a full relationship.
Oh, I see.
A thruple? What do we call those words, Josh?
Portmanteaus.
Portmanteau.
Yeah. Some are better than others. Mm-hmm. Brunch, acceptable. Thruple,
Seems forced.
Wasn't there just a politician who was in a thruple? Wasn't that a news story? There was someone,
President Joe Biden. He is in a thruple. But, of course, mainstream media won't tell you that. Just an outrageous way.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.